Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hi, Susan.
I had to tell you, I went away on the honeymoon I never had this past weekend. And, of course, it was in New Hampshire. And I brought my husband's ashes with me because he unfortunately passed away. And they got stolen from my car.
Okay.
What?
First of all, there's a whole lot to talk about. Number one, you don't sound that sad about your husband dying.
And well, it's been 2 years, so it's been two years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you went on the honeymoon that you never had after he died?
Yes. We never got to have one because we paid for the wedding, so we always had plans to go away, and then he passed away, obviously, unexpectedly a couple years ago.
Oh,
and
said, dear. How old was he? You sound...
36.
How old?
36.
Oh, no, that's tragic. Oh, my God, you sound so light about it. That's tragic.
Well, like I said, it was a lot of healing, but I finally healed and wanted to bring him with me. I said, I'm going to go, you know, even though he's not with me, and I wanted to bring him with me, and then his ashes got stolen.
Okay,
I'm still fascinated about what happened to him, I mean, at 36.
Oh, it was a drug overdose that I didn't know about.
Well, there's so much of this story. So you had him cremated.
Yes.
And you held onto the ashes for 2 years.
Yes.
And you wanted to spread the ashes where you were going to go on your honeymoon.
Exactly.
Is that correct?
No, I mean, I just picked a spot. Yeah, I just figured I'd take them wherever I could afford, you know.
What happened to the ashes? Someone took them? Who would want ashes?
I had them in a little teeny cup and put them in my cup holder. And I obviously left my car unlocked. I'm in New Hampshire on Airbnb where no one is because it's October and I'm assuming someone might have thought it was money, like in the coin holder, and the cup is gone.
Oh, my God.
First of
but
all,
I figured, you know, he gets
that
to
is
go
such
wherever
a New Hampshire, a, such a New Hampshire
he
crime.
Gets to go wherever.
You risk going to jail to steal change, which happened to be ashes, but they didn't know it was the ashes. They just thought they were taking change out of the car. Risk jail for like 75 cents.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, well, it's yet again.
I look at it lightly, thinking he's going, you know, on a nice little ride now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Lord knows where those people are going, yeah.
I know. Isn't it true?
You know what? He's on an adventure.
That's what I looked at it, too.
Yeah. Boy, you sure about I hope my wife isn't this lighthearted after when I go. Oh, yeah.
Well, he OD'd. Like
keeping you in the
Matt, you remember Matt? Yeah, he OD'd.
You in a cup holder.
And I've been sitting around with his ashes for 2 years.
Oh,
I didn't know what to do with them, so I thought I'd take him on vacation, throw him out the window in Bermuda.
Stop it.
I put it in the change purse. I had his ashes in the change purse, and someone took the change. And that's okay, too, because who cares?
Wow.
Am I off, Susan? Susan, really?
She's laughing. She's passed all that.
I love her.
We're fine.
Yeah, let them have them.
Yeah. What am I
going to
do with them anyway?
Saved her the trouble of dumping the ashes.
Yeah. So what you're saying is it all worked out.
It did, yes.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
She's my favorite person ever.
Yeah. Was there a lid on the cup?
Yes,
okay.
But it was a little black cup, so they probably thought it was a change thing.
Yeah, a little black cup, like a coffee cup?
No, like just a little screw top cup that you would get to like put like salad dressing in. I don't know.
Did you just say something you'd put salad dressing in?
Poor guy. Okay. What a lousy end to his life.
Yeah.
He's in a cup holder.
This is a whole new thing. Now, this is on top of the other thing. You put your husband's ashes in a salad dressing holder? Well, what was it? Wait, I got to ask you a question.
No,
Susan.
She's my favorite caller now.
Susan, what was it? Like a vinaigrette or a ranch?
No, creamy Italian.
Creamy Italian.
Are you making this up? Oh, my God.
Creamy Italian. Imagine, and the thief is going to think probably it's seasoning or something.
Yeah. Well, first of all.
Hey, maybe you put some of this on my eggs.
Imagine Bill. He would not, because that's too fattening, creamy Italian. He would want like a light vinaigrette.
Right.
Oil and vinegar, heavy on the vinegar.
Fat-free.
Not too much oil, yeah. Okay, Susan, I didn't really know how to end this call.
Yeah.
But you were.
She's awesome.
This is the best call of the year so far.
Yeah, Susan definitely brought Right Now back.
Now, listen to this. Okay, there are people who tune in throughout the show.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Somebody may have just tuned in. So let me tell you what happened. Her husband at 36 dies of a drug overdose, of course, in New Hampshire. Okay? So she has him cremated and is waiting around for 2 years with the ashes. She thinks it's finally time to do something with the ashes, so she pours the ashes into a creamy Italian salad dressing holder, puts it in her car, and somebody took it, thinking it was loose change. Is that it, Sue?
At least I'm assuming that's what they thought it was, yes.
Yeah, okay, that's the assumption. Well, Susan, I'm sorry for your loss in more ways than one.
Yeah.
All right, wow. Susan. Back to New Hampshire. Okay. See you later.
Thank you.
Michelle, you're on, hon.
Hi. Well, I keep my dad's ashes in my cup holder, too.
What?
I drive with him every day.
Oh, really?
Just because I drive to Natick on 128, and I feel like I need all the help I can get.
Oh.
And this is your dad's ashes?
Yeah. I keep my cup holder.
In a cup holder, so you could be near him in your car.
Yeah. And I feel like he keeps me safe driving.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Now, is he in a salad dressing container?
No, I bought a little urn.
A little urn.
Oh,
well, that's
so people
nice.
Wouldn't.
Well,
that.
You don't live in New Hampshire. See, in New Hampshire, they don't bother with the urn. They just put in the salad dressing.
Yeah, we're in Hingham. We buy urns.
Yeah, a nice urn.
Oh,
where do you get an urn?
Urn.
Where do you buy an urn?
Yeah.
Where do you get one?
At a funeral home.
A funeral home. Oh. You get an urn.
Okay.
They'll supply it for you if you ask, but I just feel like I need all the help with all these jerks driving on 128.
I know.
Well, yeah, I don't know if that would be, maybe larger mirrors or something more than ashes, but whatever helps.
Yeah, that's her comfort.
Yeah.
But it's comforting for me, but when my car broke down recently, the tow truck driver didn't want to take the car with the ashes in it.
Okay, well.
Well, you take the ashes out with you.
Yeah, put them in your pocket.
Well, you don't want to leave your father with a stranger.
Yeah, I think that's wise. Okay, Michelle, thank you.
Have a great day. Bye, all right. Guys. Love you. Bye.
Well, we're about done with Right Now. Are there any questions?
What the hell is in the cup holder?
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.